Most people discover human design as a tool for personal insight and self-understanding. It gives language to things that many of us have sensed about ourselves for years, how we make decisions, how we interact with others, and how we move through life. But there's another side of this system that many people don't realize exists. There's an entire professional application of human design designed specifically for the world of work, how we collaborate with others, how leadership dynamics function, and how people naturally operate in their careers, businesses, and organizations. The professional application is called BG5. And today we're going to explore what it is and why it matters. Welcome to the Pulse on Human Design, brought to you by bodygraph.com. I'm your host, Vanessa Naja, human design business coach and certified BG5 consultant. In this episode, you'll learn what BG5 actually is, where it came from, and how it helps people understand their natural strengths in business, leadership, and career. Before we dive in, please be sure to hit like and subscribe on YouTube or wherever you're listening if you haven't already. It really helps our small business and we really appreciate it. Today, I'm joined by someone who has been incredibly important in my own BG5 journey. Karen Sherwood is widely recognized as one of the leading educators and architects of how BG5 is taught and applied today. She was deeply involved in the development of the BG5 Business Institute and spent many years serving as both a director and instructor, helping design curriculum, refine the professional language of the system, and train BG5 consultants around the world. Through that work, Karen has played a significant role in advancing how BG5 is taught and applied, helping translate the original material into clear, practical language that makes the system accessible and usable in professional environments like business, leadership, and organizational development. She has educated and mentored a generation of BG5 consultants and instructors, and her influence is present in much of the language, structure, and professional standards that are used in BG5 education today. If you've ever worked with a BG5 consultant, there's a very good chance that you have benefited from Karen's work and influence in how this system is taught and applied. And on a personal note, Karen is actually my teacher and my mentor in BG5. So it is a real honor for me to have this conversation with her and to share her perspective with all of you. Welcome to the show, Karen.
Oh, thank you so much, Vanessa. I am really excited to be here. Thank you so much.
It's so good to have you. So, just to start things off, for somebody that's hearing about BG5 for the first time, how would you explain what it is?
Oftentimes, how I introduce BG5, especially if someone doesn't know anything about human design, anything about BG5, I put it in the context of a personal assessment tool. Because it helps bridge the gap or connect the dots. So I often say, Myers-Briggs, StrengthsFinder, there's all kinds of assessment tools out there where you have to answer a bunch of questions that are really hard to answer. And with BG5, there's only three factual questions that you need to answer, and we can get to the bottom of how you lead, how you work, what your life work theme is all about. And that definitely piques people's curiosity for sure.
I love that explanation. And for those members of our audience who are actually quite familiar with human design and that original application, how would you explain to them the difference between BG5 and human design?
Yes. So one of the biggest differences between BG5 and human design is that human design is really for personal development, and BG5 is really the business application of the human design system. So you can see even the way that I introduce it to business makes it very palpable. And Ra often said that, there's 4% that's really here to transform. And what do you do with the other 96%? And so BG5 is for the other 96%. So we use different language that's very accessible in the business world so that people don't think that it's woo-woo or out there, that it really, they can really see the benefits of it and ultimately the results of it as well. So just putting it in common language allows the information to really resonate at a different level. And again, it's not, yes, there's personal development in it, but it also not only takes a look at how you lead, how and how you operate, how what your life work theme is on a personal level if we take a look at your career. But the other part of BG5, which I think is so important, especially moving forward into the future, is the fact that we take a look at connections, relationships, and how to work together. Especially with the breakdown of the systems currently. The other thing that is very special and unique about BG5 is we take a look at not only partnerships, which we do take a look at in human design, but we also take a look at small groups and large groups, which are called OC16s. So
I
knowing how to work
love,
together is key.
and I love that the group application. I had a solid understanding of human design before I came into BG5, but then really learning about the group dynamics and becoming aware of how that shows up both in small groups and in large groups has been like so fascinating. And one of the things that we talk about in BG5, and I thought this was so powerful, is that in human design, we talk so much about like deconditioning. And I know in BG5, we talk a lot about actually taking advantage of the conditioning. So I would love for you to share a little bit more about that as well.
Yes, you actually can't help but be conditioned, especially when you're in partnerships, small groups, and large groups. However, when you are aware of it, you can take advantage of the conditioning versus having the conditioning override and become shadows. And so when you are aware of it, you can see who you need to connect with. For example, if you're having a hard time focusing, if you find someone with we call it trait in BG5, but it's the gate. If you find somebody with the gate nine and you sit next to them, you can take advantage of that conditioning to help you focus. And so there's different aspects of BG5 that when we come together, we can take advantage of the strengths of others that we don't have. And ultimately, that's what business and connection and community is all about. We are not here to do everything. And part of the shadow is that we try to do other people's jobs. And when we try to do other people's jobs, that's where the shadow shows up. That's where we end up feeling not good enough, that we can never quite, we can never quite do what we want to do because we're trying to overcompensate in certain areas. And when we allow ourselves to let go of what's not our job and really realizing what is our job and allow others to do their job, there's magic that happens when we can all come together and work together in that way. And that's part of taking advantage of the conditioning.
I love that. So let's back it up a little bit. And I would love to hear a little bit for our audience about the origins of BG5 and also your role in what it has evolved into today.
Yes. So Ra originally taught it, and it was originally part of the IHDS. I believe Ra taught it three times, but business and OC16, he only taught once. He wasn't really thrilled about it. That's just wasn't his thing. Really, his job was bringing human design to light. And he often said, especially in OC16, this is really, I'm getting the information out there, but I'm not going to have time to, actually flush it out. And so it's really up to those practitioners who take in the information and utilize it to really explore what this information is all about. And so when I first found human design and I found that there was a business application, I was like, I cannot not do this. I was so, my gut response was so strong. And I took the BG5 certification. And at that time, it was all in the human design language. And after completing my certification, I assisted. And I assisted Linda Bunnell, and when she took over the course, she taught, I think, the first five classes. And then she said, "Oh, Karen, would you like to teach the sixth one?" Because it was on builders, which is the generators and manifesting generators in human design language. And I said, "Sure, I'll teach that." And then she said, "Well, would you like to teach the next class?" I'm like, "Sure. Would you like to teach the next class?" And pretty soon I was teaching the entire course. And during the course of that, we were also looking at having BG5. In a sense, it is a different audience. It's not the same audience as human design. So we decided to split it off into the BG5 Institute in order to really appeal to a different audience. Because we, and then we started to develop the different language and putting the curriculum together based on the 16 success codes and creating reports and the website and everything. So really from the very beginning, I helped develop the sort of new curriculum as well as working together with the team and creating the new language, and really implementing and setting BG5 as something, kind of its own thing with its own language that just appeals much more to the business world. And so through that, I helped, and I did have a team as well help develop the whole BG5 curriculum. So everything, we started with the certification course, and then the foundation course, and then we did cycles, and we did profit potential, and we did OC16. So kind of putting it into modern language and being able to kind of take the purity of Ra's work and then translate it into something that's really much more applicable and accepted, if you will, in the business world. So
I
that's kind of
love.
how it emerged, if you will.
Okay, so I just want to, for those people that don't know, there's two things that Karen mentioned. She mentioned IHDS, which is the International Human Design School, like the official School of Human Design. And she also mentioned Linda Bunnell, who co-wrote the definitive book on human design. This is the book that, if you have a human design book, this is most likely the one that you have. She co-wrote it with Ra. So I just wanted to specify who that was. And I also want to say, the language thing is so important because the BG5 language is so practical. There is very beautiful language in human design. It can be very esoteric. There can be things that you have to really contemplate before they start to make sense. Some things can sound a little bit disempowering at the beginning if you don't quite know with human design. And I think you've done such an amazing job in translating that language into something that anybody can understand and use. And it also really opens up human design to an entire population, like you said, that would never maybe even have considered it if it were not put in the terms of BG5. So you've done such an amazing job. And I really, really love the language of the system. As you were creating the curriculum and all of the training programs, and I am in Profit Potential with you right now, and it has been absolutely life-changing and career-changing. It's like the best thing ever. I would love to hear what you've been the most passionate about bringing into the curriculum and these amazing programs that you have developed.
What I'm most passionate about is it making a difference in the world of business. And if you think about it, we often spend more time at work than we actually do at home. And if you are not doing what you love and loving what you do, then that translates into all of your life. And I am really passionate about making work something that you absolutely love to do. And in knowing what your design is, and then knowing how teams work together, knowing how teams collaborate, knowing how to work with each other, knowing yourself and how to be yourself when you're on a team. What I'm passionate about is making sure, in a sense, this bridge between now and 2027. And where we are moving to as the old structure breaks down in how businesses operate, what is the new structure? And so I really believe that BG5 OC16 is part of the new structure. And as part of what Ross said, is this is how we are really truly designed to work together. Instead of command and control, how do we work together and, you know, connect and collaborate? And that is the future. And that's what I'm most passionate about. And that's what's behind everything, is how do we ultimately make the world a better place where everyone, if you imagine everyone is doing what they love and loving what they do, and they're bringing that to their work, you can see it would transform the entire world.
And you do such a good job of really bringing all of that into your teaching and into your communities. Like, it's so beautiful to see it applied as, you know, being one of your students and being in your programs, like how well you do that. So I love it. I love the community. So another thing that I wanted to talk about is that this, like, the idea of using human design in business in general has become really popular the last few years. And you see people all the time talking about applying human design to business. And BG5 is actually the system that was specifically developed for career, business, and organizations. So I would love to hear, like, your interpretation of the importance of distinguishing this body of knowledge, and some of the differences between using, like, general human design interpretations and applying them to business in some way, shape, or form versus actually using the BG5 system.
Yes. And there is a difference, as we spoke about earlier. You know, it's not as much about personal development, although that is an element of it, but understanding, in a sense, what specifically and how do you specifically lead. You know, it's not something that we typically take a look at in general human design. Also, how do you apply it, as we mentioned before, in teams and in organizations, especially, for example, in small groups. Now, a small group starts at three people, you know, so you move beyond a partnership as soon as you add that third person. And between three to five people, knowing what the team is, we call it Penta. Penta dynamics, and understanding, even if you're a solopreneur, one of the things that's not talked about typically in general human design, you know, is the small group dynamics, is the Penta, because it really is the foundation and the building block for even larger organizations. And even if you're a solopreneur, it really speaks to every single aspect that a business needs, everything from PR to administration to oversight, to planning, to having a vision, all of those things, to having accounting. And as a solopreneur, typically you cannot do all of those things yourself. And so how do you find a team that has those skill sets that you can work together? And even as a solopreneur, you typically have somebody doing your accounting. You may have someone doing your marketing. All of a sudden, it's you and two other people. So it's you and two other people. And so now you have a Penta, you have a small group. And there's a lot of dynamics within that small group that either has it work or not work. So we talk about the gaps, and especially if you're working in a small team and there are gaps, it's going to be leaks in the energy. There's hidden dynamics behind the scenes that, you know, it's not only just about your own personal design. It is about how people interrelate, how people connect. There's something called triggering within BG5. So you could have the perfect team and someone, just because of their design, triggers everyone else. And so the team chemistry is not working correctly, even though everybody's aligned with their design. Again, it's not personal, it's mechanical. So it's really understanding literally the mechanics of how small teams operate. And then when you grow into an OC16, there's other dynamics that come into play. And with OC16, that happens when there is only 10 people. So it's not like you have to have hundreds and hundreds of people. It's 10 people, you know, three to five, up to nine people, and then 10 people. Knowing what those dynamics are is really key. And it's what most people don't talk about. In human design, they talk about the personal aspect, which, yes, it's important, but the team dynamics, especially in business, become really key. Even the dynamics between you and your clients as well, can have an effect, and you can understand them better as well.
You know, I find I'm glad you mentioned the triggering because I was going to ask you about it and you already mentioned it. But you know, I find the OC16 dynamics, it's so fascinating because I have both Penta strengths and OC16 strengths, and I see the OC16, like the way it comes out and the way. So strengths in BG5 are the same as channels, but they operate differently as an individual, or if you're in a small group or a large group. And I have two OC16 strengths, but specifically my 2750, when I'm in a group, it turns into a whole different animal. And when I'm in a large group, it's like a whole other thing. And I'm really starting to like recognize, oh, there it is. And it's not always easy, but like recognizing I'm like, it's my 2750. It's been really, really fascinating and fun to recognize it in the moment.
Yes. And I think that's, again, one of those other pieces that we don't often talk about in human design, because when you are an individual, your design works in a particular way. It really operates, as you said, as strengths. When you're in a small group, there's only actually six strengths that really make a difference. And those are called skills. And then there's 12 skills. So recognizing what skills you have in a business or not. So it goes from strengths to skills or skill sets to ultimately, it's channels of communication. That's the OC16 strength or channel of communication, which is much more of, in a sense, a management strength, if you will. And it calls forth a whole different part of yourself that you don't even see or recognize when you are by yourself. Or when you're in a small group, because in OC16, for example, if you're a manager, you can't manage p other people if you're working solo by yourself. So there is other aspects that really get called out of you when you are in a larger group that you may not even recognize when you're sitting there as an individual. And that's part of the magic of what BG5 and OC16 is about.
Absolutely. And I've really been recognizing that. What kind of transformations have you seen when people really start applying their design in their career and leadership roles?
So one of the biggest problems I think often in the business world is stress and pressure, because things need to be done now and people don't honor their decision-making process. People don't honor their energy. So you have advisors, which are the projectors in human design, or you have the initiators, trying to, not initiate. So people are not doing what they're really, quote unquote, what their true job is, if you take a look at what their design is. And so when the first thing that I see is, for example, people can more relax into who they are and really set, in a sense, boundaries of what they can and cannot do. So they don't end up burning themselves out. They know if they need to make decisions that they can actually set it up that way. Like, I don't make decisions right away, just so you know. So I need a couple of days to make decisions. And so then people respect it, because when you stand in your power and you let others that you're working with know what you need, that shifts the entire dynamics. The other thing where I've seen it work is also where people have taken things really, really personally, and to recognize that it's not personal, it's how people operate. There's a whole nother level of respect for each other, and there's a whole different level of being able to work together. And, financially, and this is what I see moving forward in the future as well. The structures, if you recognize what the dynamics are, the tension starts from the top down. And if the leader is not in alignment, it affects the entire team. And when the leader is in alignment and everyone is in alignment with the leader, magic happens, both for the team itself in what they can accomplish, but also on the financial side as well. And even as a solopreneur, in applying these principles, you can see where you end up burning yourself out because you're trying to do all of these jobs that you're not designed to do. I'm not designed to do administration.
Me
And
neither.
I've tried to do administration often, and it never works. And
I
then
am
I
not
beat
designed
myself
for that
up.
either.
I beat myself up, and then I'm like, oh, okay, I just need to try harder. And it never, ever works. Now I can say, you know what? I'm not good at administration. I need to find someone to do administration. So it allows you to let go of those things that simply aren't your job and not feel bad about it. And then everyone's doing exactly what they're designed to do. And again, that's where the magic happens.
So good. And I mean, I have to say also, like, as a solopreneur, it has helped me so much in all of those areas, like that you mentioned. And with it, like, really being empowered to make my decisions and let my clients know about my process and empowering them to do it in their unique way. It's been really amazing. So for somebody who is just discovering BG5 and feeling curious about it, what would you recommend for them as their first step?
I would recommend doing, you can do a strategy session. You can do that with myself. I also have it at the BG5 Institute, just to kind of see if it is a correct fit for you. That would be the starting point. Strategy sessions are typically a half hour to 45 minute session where we can kind of see where you're at in your career or in your business or in your leadership role. And see how we take a quick look at your design and see, how this could be applied and if this is correct for you or not. Whether you want to just do, for example, we have a career design overview, we have a full analysis, so maybe you just want to learn personally about yourself, or you may find that actually, I want to take human design and I want to apply it to business. And if that's what you want to do, again, the strategy session can work for that as well, because we can discuss, is this the correct path for you or not? I can also take a look at your design and pull out, what are some of those key things that I think would make you really good at doing it if you did it, did it really according to your design. And anyone can do it. And if you're passionate about it, that's what I love about my students is my students have, just like Vanessa, have just a huge, huge passion for business, for making a difference in the world. And BG5 is not only for business as well, because of the connection. If you have a group, if you have an organization, a yoga class, whatever it is, understanding those group dynamics, a school, there's so many different ways that you can apply it, not only to business, but to organizations and working together as well. And so again, that strategy session can help unlock if it is correct for you or not. And that I would say is the starting point.
That's a great place to start. Before we wrap up, can you please share where people can find you and learn more about your work and also some of the programs that you offer?
Yes. So I have three websites. So one is KarenSherwood.com. That's more of my personal website. I have theprosperityshift.com, and that's where you can also find my courses. And I also have BG5 Solutions as well that will link to all of the other websites so that you can reach me at any one of those. And if you wanted to email me, Karen@BG5Solutions.com is the best place to email me.
Okay, and we'll be sure to also add all of those links in the episode description so that you can find Karen. She's amazing. I highly recommend all of her programs. Thank you so much, Karen, for sharing your experience with us. I'm so grateful that you're here. And for those of you watching or listening, we would love to hear what your biggest takeaways were from today's session. Please leave a comment wherever you are watching or listening. And don't forget to like and subscribe if you haven't already. It really helps us out. We really appreciate it. And it helps us get our message to more entrepreneurs just like you. Thank you so much, Karen.
Thank you so much, Vanessa.